Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strobe with your worldwide news update. Israel claims a ceasefire violation by Hamas, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing revenge after Hamas released the bodies of four Israeli hostages. As part of the ceasefire agreement, Hamas turned over what was supposed to have been the bodies of Shiri Bibas and her two young sons, as well as 83-year-old Oded Lifshitz.
Today is a tragic day.
Netanyahu says it's a cruel and malicious violation.
These Hamas monsters also cynically refused to bring back the boy's mother, Shiri, and sent the body of a Gazan woman instead, in brazen violation of the agreement.
Hamas says it would conduct a thorough review of the information regarding the body.
I vow that I will not rest until the savages who executed our hostages are brought to justice. They do not deserve to walk this earth. Nothing will stop me.
Hamas says it will go ahead with the release of six Israeli hostages Saturday. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Ukraine has no cards to play with as he pushes Kyiv to sign a critical minerals agreement while Washington pursues talks on ending Russia's war in Ukraine.
And we got to get it over with. It's bad for Russia, and it's bad for Ukraine, and it's bad for us on a humanitarian basis. I've had very good talks with Putin, and I've had not such good talks with Ukraine. They don't have any cards, but they play it tough. But we're not going to let this continue. This war is terrible. It would have never happened if I were president, but it did happen, so I got stuck with it, and the whole world is stuck with it.
Trump made the remarks during a business session with U.S. governors on Friday, who are in town for the National Governors Association's annual winter meeting. This is VOA News. Pope Francis remains in Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Friday, marking a week since he was admitted after his bronchitis worsened. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
Gemelli Hospital's Dr. Sergio Alfieri and Francis's personal physician, Dr. Luigi Carbone, gave a detailed update on Francis's condition via a press conference on Friday. Alfieri says the Pope is likely to continue to stay in the hospital at least all of next week. The question is the Pope out of danger? No, the Pope is not out of danger. Francis has been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs, along with a bacterial, viral, and fungal infection. Some of Francis's cardinals have begun responding to the obvious question that is circulating whether Francis might resign. Francis has said he would consider it after Pope Benedict opened the door to popes retiring, but has asserted recently that the job of Pope is for life. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Swedish authorities say they are investigating a damaged cable that was discovered in the Baltic Sea, the latest in a string of recent incidents of ruptured undersea cables that have heightened fears of Russian sabotage and spying in the region. The breakage was reportedly found on a cable that runs between Germany and Finland off the coast of Gotland, south of Stockholm, in the Swedish economic zone. Swedish police said on Friday a preliminary investigation into sabotage is underway. Sweden's prime minister said the government takes all reports of damage to infrastructure in the Baltic Sea very seriously. The European Commission has named measures for better protection of undersea cables in its region. 12 university students were killed when their bus and a truck collided in Brazil. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The truck driver, who was also injured, tried to flee the scene of the crash, which happened late Thursday night on a highway near Nuporanga in Sao Paulo, but he was caught and hospitalized. He was later charged with attempting to flee the scene, involuntary homicide, and bodily harm. Officials say all of the dead were students from the University of Franca. The injured were taken to hospitals in the region. Local television stations broadcast images from the crash scene showing the bus, its left side completely destroyed in the collision. 3 days of official mourning will now take place in the state of Sao Paulo. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Apple says it will stop offering an advanced data security option for British users after the government reportedly demanded that the company provide backdoor access for any data those users have stored in the cloud. The iPhone maker said its advanced data protection encryption feature is no longer available for new users in the United Kingdom and will eventually be disabled for existing users. The Washington Post reported earlier this month that British security officials demanded in a secret order that the U.S. tech giant create so-called backdoor access so that they could view fully encrypted material. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.